Simply Done, the podcast network.
What are you talking
about? You look younger than shit. I'm surprised. You look extremely young. What the fuck happened to you?
Why don't you shut the fuck up, Perry? Nobody believes your bullshit.
Hey, Wolfie, take it easy on him. He's trying to be nice, right?
I'm trying to be nice.
Okay.
Wolfie,
listen.
Where do you get your fucking attitude over there?
Oh, now you're playing, huh, you stupid shit?
Just stop, both of you guys. Stop.
All right.
I don't know if you know this. Mole checked into rehab.
We were talking about that last week.
Yeah, well, he did. So
I was going to ask Mary Jane if she heard anything, if you said anything.
Okay. Normally, Mole would say something about the song. Do you want to try to say it?
Let me say it. Hey, I love this song.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody, I'm your pal Don.
Mole's missing.
He's not missing. I know where he is. Okay. You are?
Scary Perry.
And I'm Wolfie along with Mary Jane. Say hi, Mary Jane.
Hello.
We got Vince in the back, but there is no Mole. This is another best of show. We are taking a hiatus from doing podcasts because of the fact we're not really sure where the project is going. We collected some money from our Fund Anything account for a reality Big Three show. We wanted to make a movie and a reality show leading up to that, but we didn't get enough money. Anyway, so we're continuing to try to do this. Perry, I understand that the Nelson Mandela thing took a lot out of you, and I know this is a best of show, and I know that we're just going to introduce some clips. And by the way, today's clips, we're going to do a best of Mole Play.
Okay.
Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
Now, Perry, before we get into all that stuff, you wanted to say something about the recent passing of Nelson Mandela. Why is that?
Well, I mean, he was a lot like Martin Luther King, a lot like even, what's his name, that got beat up on the freeway.
Teddy Jackson?
No. The guy that got beat up on the...
Teddy Jackson, yeah. He was a drug dealer from Watts.
Wrong. We're not talking Teddy Jackson.
Well, who are you talking
about?
We're
talking about the other king.
King,
thank you.
I don't see the comparison.
Well, the only reason why I'm saying that is Rodney King is because Rodney King wanted everybody to be nice and get along. And Nelson Mandela, when he was released from being in jail or prison for 27 years.
Why did he go there?
I don't remember why he went, but I do remember what I heard. I haven't been keeping really, really close contact on everything that's going on this report, but I was watching one, like, last 20-minute thing of the report, and this one CBS News reporter mentioned being at this get-together, and when there was, I guess, the Queen of England that walked in the room, Nelson Mandela stood up when after he was released from prison after 27 years, kindly stood up and put his hand out to shake her hand and had a warm, lovable smile on his face and was a complete gentleman wholeheartedly through and through. And that's how do you say it? An honor or that's called complete respect. For a lady, for another person, you know, that's full-on respect. Men or should stand up for women when they come in the room, or just anybody that just comes in the room, but especially when a lady comes in the room. It's always gentlemanly to stand up and greet them. But Nelson Mandela was the one guy that stood up from his seat, and he stood up and he put his hand out to shake her hand, which was something that this news reporter remembered wholeheartedly when he was released.
Wow, I can see why you felt such feelings towards him.
Yeah, that was real warm, and I like people that are like that.
Now, you originally compared him to Rodney King.
I didn't, not that I'm comparing him to Rodney King. I'm saying Rodney, the reason why I threw the name Rodney King in there is because Rodney King, as well as Martin Luther King, they both had their problems. Martin Luther King was a leader to bring world peace. Rodney King was just some punk kid that started problems, but when he got beaten up, it's like, can't we all get along, you know?
Right, I remember that.
So, bring peace.
Well, not many people are going to agree with the comparison, but I understand where you went with that.
Get along.
Right. Well, as I said, this is the place to check up and see what's going on. I don't know how many more best of shows we're going to do. I don't know exactly when we're going to tape our reality series, or our pilot for the Big Three reality series, I should say. I don't know what that date will be, but we will keep you abreast of what's going on, so to speak. And you can check here, or you can check on my new Simply Down the Podcast. I guess it would be called Simply Down the Podcast. And we just did our fourth one. I'm going to try to get those out there a little bit more, and that'll keep people informed of what's going on. And in case we are done with this, I'll still have something going. What are you going to be doing if this thing folds up and ends?
I'll probably study the Bible and seek on getting baptized.
Is it Chabaho?
Jehovah's Witness.
Right.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that would be interesting. Well, today we're going to do a best of show of the best of mole play. Now, where do you think we should start? If you can remember a mole play. Do you remember any mole plays?
My brain is so duh. Yeah. There was one mole play. Oh, shoot. Why am I brain dead all of a sudden?
I don't know. That's a question I can't answer.
When that happens. There was one mole play. Excuse me.
What?
I'm trying to think.
You're trying to think of a mole play.
Yeah, a good one.
Well, can you think of any? Can you remember any mole plays?
I tried to close it out of my head because you're always attacking me sexually in these mole plays.
I don't think I'm attacking you sexually more than you're letting yourself out. You know what I mean? You'll agree to that, right?
Letting what out?
You know what I'm saying.
No,
anyway,
no.
Well, why don't we introduce this one right here? This will be the first one. This is when Little Perry meets Big Ange. Do you remember that one?
I have no idea who Big Ange is.
You demonstrate the shake weight. I remember that. I remember that was kind of funny. But anyway, this is when Little Perry meets Big Ange.
Who's Big Ange?
You don't remember the show?
No, I don't.
Okay, just let's play the tape. I'll explain during the tape.
All right.
Now, if you've never heard mole play before, mole play is an improv game that we play here on the show, and that reminds me. Mole had some people that wanted to do something. Whatever happened with the game? Do we have to say anything to the people?
I do have to say something before we start.
Okay.
Tonight's episode of Mole Play is brought to you by the Shake Weight. Looking to lose a little extra pounds on the arms? Try the Shake Weight. It's as easy as 1, 2, shake. And shake away those pounds. The Shake Weight, sponsor of Mole Play. Which is in no way associated with Mole Play, the board game, a division of Perpetic Industries.
Perry, see if you can do this.
Let's see if you do that shake weight.
Am I doing it right?
Let Scare Master show you.
All right.
Hold it. No. You shake it. Shake it like this. Up and down. There you go. Get it going.
Come on. Mary Jane.
Put the water down. Put your water down. Grab it with two hands. Like get your head right over it. Yeah. Like this, Scare Master. Like this. Work it. Get the.
In front of you?
Yeah, right in front of you.
Like so it almost hits your chin.
It almost like I'm jacking off. Fuck you.
Hold on.
Take it back.
It's a shake weight, dude. Not everything has to be about you bragging about your stuff, dude.
Oh, God.
God. You gotta have to do that for the anniversary show.
I'm not going.
What are you talking about? You're not going.
If you guys are going to try to make me look like a faggot.
I'm just saying, Shake Weight might give us a second.
Hold everything. I see what you're talking about. Will you grow the fuck up? What do you think we are, juvenile?
Be professional.
Yeah, very juvenile.
You think
juvenile.
We're juvenile? We're trying to get this thing so we can get these people. Ooh, that. Work it. Burn. Do it. Fuck, man. Stop this juvenile bullshit. Well, it kind of does look like someone's going to come in your face.
It does a lot.
See, I told you, juvenile
but it does,
shit.
But it does
juvenile
look a lot
bullshit.
Like that, Scare Master. Okay, in today's mole play, we are going to head to a beautiful bar.
We already did.
No. We're going to find out how Perry gets ladies. We're heading to the beautiful bar. It's the lounge in the lobby of the Radisson in Burbank. Scaremasters has just dropped off a package.
I don't drop off no stupid package.
Yeah, I know, but you know, this is like the old days.
Let him
I'm talking about a young strapping.
Can I be a young girl?
You know who you're going to be? Okay, you're going to be a young.
Just start it so you can.
I got a
spitting
headache. Go on.
Okay.
Scaremaster, a young Scaremaster who's still delivering for his cousin's print shop, has just dropped off a big order at the Radisson. There in the lobby bar, he spots a gorgeous lady. Who is it? It's one day superstar, Big Ange, but she's not Big Ange yet. She's still like medium Ange. And she's not a superstar yet. She's out here on business. But what she doesn't know is that what Scaremaster doesn't know is she's here out to kill somebody. But Scaremaster sidles up next to her, and he turns on all the charm. And Big Ange knows she has one night of passion left in her, because tonight she might die. Yeah. Oh, Scaremaster, you're going to play young Scaremaster.
You know, Dan. You've got the most retarded shit.
Then why? If that's
Big Ange,
wait a minute, hold everything.
She's got
hold
one night
everything.
To live.
Stop. If that's true, why is it the most popular segment on our show? Because it's the worst.
Popular.
It's the most popular
it's
thing we've
got. It's the most retarded shit out there.
I disagree completely.
Moplay.
Hello, what's your name, Mr. Handsome?
Scaremaster turns on the charm.
Oh, so how many cases of cigarettes did you smoke this morning?
That's funny. You look like you're an Italian. I love Italian men.
Scaremaster flexes his muscles to show her. Show her, Scaremaster.
I don't feel good, okay?
Scaremaster shows him that he works out, and he demonstrates with the shake weight. He says, check this out.
Yeah, check this out, honey.
What the fuck are you doing, you faggot? For Christ's sakes already, you try to impress me with your jerking off a man in front of me? What the hell is going on here?
Show is
are
over.
Are you Italian?
Period.
Are you Italian?
She shows her what a real Italian is, and they make out and make sweet love.
You want to see my pussy?
Scaremaster says, yes, he does.
Look at my clit right here.
You don't have a clit right there. You got a fucking pair of balls, you fucking homo. You got a fucking pair of nuts, you fucking queer.
Big Hand shoves her junk into Scaremaster's fanny pack.
Sorry. Get out of here. Don't touch.
What's in here?
Take that.
What is this?
He rubs it on his vagina.
I'll just put this against my pussy.
Then he puts
Smell it. It's my pussy. It's my Italian pussy. Go on. Come on. Get a piece of Big Ange on your shirt and on your leg and in your hair.
What are you doing, Perry?
Turn on the charm, dude. Turn on the charm.
We're supposed to be doing mole play.
You're losing her.
It's fucking disgusting. That's why I don't want anything to do with it. Okay?
Put your headset up.
It's not funny. It's gross. It's homosexual. And if you do another homosexual thing about me again, I want nothing to do with you. I am done.
What is that? It's a
I'm done.
It's a Popeil's pocket fisherman.
Watch it. Someone's fishing here in the club. I can't believe
I'm fucking done.
I almost got a hook in my brastuses.
Perry.
There is no Windy City Heat 2. There's no Big 3 podcast reality show. It's about bullshit. It's all a big fucking lie, and it's not going to fucking happen, is it? Is it?
Just
written all over your face.
What does Big Ange know?
What the fuck is he talking about? Give me a kiss, you Italian goomba.
He gives her
one kiss. One kiss. What's
like
it going to happen?
Give her an Italian kiss.
Give me an Italian kiss. Come on.
Italian kiss.
You'd kiss that Neil Leeds last week. Why won't you just kiss me?
Yeah, he did kiss Neil Leeds.
I'm not kissing Neil Leeds, you fucking homo.
You already did.
And that was Moplay.
God, you guys are gay.
You are.
You.
Oh, now I remember Big Ange.
And as usual, it seemed like you were a little over-aggressive on me. Oh, wait a second. I think this is Mole calling. Hello?
Hey, Dan, you know who it is?
It's Mole.
Hey, Mole, how you doing?
Hey, man, listen, buddy. Listen, I got to talk to you for a second. You got a second, just a second?
Okay, well...
I got to apologize for some stuff.
Okay, Mole, listen. We're in the middle of doing a podcast.
Who is?
Well, Perry and I, we're doing a best of podcast. We would have had you here, but when I called, you're in rehab.
I thought we were doing a new podcast. You said, well, I got a new podcast, so I went to go do the rehab, like you said.
Okay, well, here's the deal. What I decided to do was this, because I kept a promise to the fans. I said we'd at least go through the end of the year. So we'll put
out... I know what's going on. I know what's going on.
What?
Okay, now that I'm straightened up, now that I haven't been having the apple cherry with tobacco, I'm getting really paranoid.
Is that true?
I see what's going on. You guys are trying to kill my character off. All right. You're trying to move Vince into my spot. I get it.
Okay.
Hey, nurse.
Okay.
Mole, you're wrong.
A couple things. First
you're
of all.
You're wrong, buddy.
Vince is one of the most boring people alive. I'd rather have four Perrys than one Vince. So you're wrong there.
If you had four of me, you'd probably get killed. I don't know.
Is that the Game Master?
That's me, bro. Hey, dude.
Hey, dude,
listen.
I want to apologize for some stuff I did.
Well, what do you mean apologize? What do you mean?
Well, I got into this rehab thing like I was supposed to do because we're not doing the podcast anymore. So I went and did this rehab stuff, and I'm missing the podcast. And listen, as long as the podcast doesn't have anything to do with me, that's fine. Doesn't matter if I'm not there.
Well, actually, we're doing Mole. We're doing a series of the best of Mole plays.
But you know what? I'm in very few of those. That's mostly you and Scare Master acting those out.
Well,
you're in all of them.
You're
Mole.
In all of them. You're the one that directs it. If you've never heard
I
Mole play before, pardon me.
Listen. So here's the thing. The Scare Master, I gotta apologize for.
I appreciate that, man. That means a lot.
Is this part of your rehab?
Yeah, because it's one of the steps.
Hey, Scare Master, a lot of times when you were, like, being mean to me, and I would yell at you and go, why are you being so mean to me? I should have just accepted the fact that you were just being mean to me, and I'm sorry for that.
Well, Mole, let me say something to your apology, okay? I wasn't being mean to be mean.
Yeah, I was kind of worried, though.
Well, listen to me a moment, please. I was upset.
Because a lot of times when you were being mean to me, you were just being mean.
Well, okay, yes and no, because...
because even like early stuff, you're always being mean and stuff.
Well, Mole, what was going on was I was very upset at the things that you were saying to me.
A lot of times, like, you would just be like, I'd be talking, and you would just interrupt me, and then you'd just start being really mean.
But you would always interrupt me like you are right now.
Anyway, so listen, can I tell you guys what's been going on?
Go ahead.
Well, you, Mole, yeah, but we are in the middle of a show. Tell us what you're doing. And, you know, it's kind of funny, this next clip that we have set, this is where Perry, in a Mole play, forgives Randy Callahan at a Rucka Rucka Ali concert.
Oh, my God. You guys are back together?
No.
No.
Never.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we play this, and then when we come back from that clip, we can have you explain what's going on with you a little bit. Is that cool, Mole?
Hold on, let me check. Dude, can I get 3 more minutes? Can I get 3 more minutes?
No.
Hold on a second. I gotta give this guy some cigarillos. Just take him out of that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're cool for it. I got a couple more minutes.
So what you have to do is you have to negotiate deals to use the phone... By giving
it's
away,
even, it's not even like the trustees. It's more of our crazy eyes.
Okay, we'll listen to this clip and then we'll come back from that. Mole, what are we going to do on today's Mole Play?
Well, you know, earlier we had a letter from a gentleman from Marvel Comics, which really got us excited and got us thinking that if we're a comic strip, we're going to eventually have to be a movie like the X-Men movie. So let's take it now to the first exciting X-Men type Big Three movie, Glory Hole Adventures with Randy Callahan. Yes. Right. Okay, so Scare Master, you're going to play yourself. We're backstage at a Rocka Rocka concert. Place is packed. It's jammed because it's Detroit and the place is going crazy. We make our way through the crowd up to the front, and there's the president of Pine Grove Records that shoos us into his back door, and we get right in. The Big Three get ushered in the back, and it's wall-to-wall hot girls from Guy Talk. And Scare Master walks in when suddenly he sees Randy Callahan, who's...
And I fucking punch him right in the
fucking
face.
Wait a second.
I'll fucking put... I'll deck that motherfucker.
Wait a second.
I'm not going to deck you.
Okay.
The real Randy Callahan, okay, right. The motherfucker right, that went to jail.
Let's see what he says.
All right, listen. Scare Master knows this isn't the place to punch Randy Callahan. Now's the time for forgiveness, to be a bigger person. He's going to teach a lesson because he's got superpowers and wants to teach a lesson to the kids about moving on and forgiveness. So he goes over and he sits next to Randy Callahan. Scare Master, you're going to play
forgiveness?
Yourself. Dan, you're Randy.
Fuck you. I'm not sitting next to that
You're Randy Cavalluti. Rocky, you play yourself and the president of Pine Grove Records. You guys ready?
Oh, my God.
And Scare Master looks over. He sees Randy Callahan. Mole points him out. And playtime with Mole.
Oh, are you a face from the past? You're Mr.
Get the fuck away from me.
My name's Randy. Do you remember me?
I don't want to remember you.
Can I tell you something, Perry? It was 20 years ago, and I've never been jerked off better.
I am not talking about this fucking subject.
It's Mole Play. You got it.
I'm not talking about it. Makes me sick.
So Rucka Rucka comes off stage and sees the melee.
Yo, what the fuck's going on here? Why are you starting shit?
I'm sorry. Hi, my name is Randy Callahan.
Oh, how you doing, man? Welcome
to
the show.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, good to have you here.
Pleasure. This is Scary Perry Caravello. I don't know if you know, but 20 years ago, I let him suck me off.
For real?
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Okay. Hey, you guys, over here. You guys want anything from the concession stand? Hey, you're his old buddy from 20 years ago.
I just told him that no one has ever sucked me off better than he did.
No, that's not what happened. You blew him. He jerked you off.
That's right. Nobody gave me a better hand job. Can I say I'm sorry? Will you forgive me ever?
No, there's no forgiveness for a fucking asshole that fucked me over like you. The one that put that shit through my mind and fucking made me want to kill myself the way you have.
And that's Playing with Mole.
Okay, we're back from the clip, Mole. Now, you were saying you're in rehab and you've got to forgive people. What's that all about?
That's one of the steps.
Oh, you want to know what it's all about?
Yes, please.
Scare Master, do you want to know what it's all about?
Sure, that'd be cool.
Okay. I'll tell you guys what it's all about. Hey, listen, here's what happened, guys.
All right, go ahead.
After the last podcast, you know what happened?
No, I don't.
I went and I got in line for
Vodka?
Not vodka.
No, black,
Oh, Black Friday?
Yes, thank you. But it turned out I was in the wrong line. I was in the Cyber Monday line.
Okay.
So,
how could you have made that mistake? I don't understand how you could...
Anyone can make that mistake. I'm a human being.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, I ended up doing some HN in Santa Slope, your back.
Are you serious again?
It was in the Slope.
Oh, Mole, please, man.
What? Look,
listen to me. Kindly, politely listen to me.
You kicked me out of the podcast, Cam.
I never kicked you out of nothing. No, you're wrong.
You don't want to work with me anymore.
You're wrong.
So what did I do?
You
I'm
are wrong.
To apologize.
You are wrong.
No, there's no problem.
Listen to me, Mole.
All right, guys, forget it. Guys, forget it.
Mole, I never kicked you out of the podcast. Somebody said to you that you need to go into rehab.
Who said that?
I don't know.
Is that true, Mole? Did someone tell you to do that?
That's true. You want to know it's true?
Yes.
Scare Max, you want to know it's true?
Yeah, what's true?
You said you want to know it's true about who said I got to go to rehab?
Yeah, who sent you to rehab?
I'll tell you.
Mo, do you have a song playing? Is that background music? Were you just singing?
Amy Winehouse.
So Amy Winehouse got you into rehab.
Oh, she died. Jim Croce.
Okay, we're not talking about Jim Croce or... Okay.
Hey, Master, what happened to Tom Brennan? Is he going to sign me or what?
No, because it would be a conflict between you and myself.
Well, I think...
But listen to me. Listen to me. Mole, would you...
You're talking over each other. Stop it, both of you.
God damn. Would you kindly listen to me, please? I'll tell you real quick what Tom Brennan can do. He can set you up with an awesome publicist and agent, and then you can work.
Sounds like you're trying to blow Mole off.
I'm not blowing Mole off. I want
okay.
Mole.
Why don't we try to get all this together after we play this next clip? And this next clip, I don't know if you remember this, Mole. This is the one. Where Perry begs a hooker for his money back after a real life story that Perry had. Remember that, Perry?
Back in Costa Mesa.
Yeah, that you got a hooker and you came really quick.
Right.
All right. Well, why don't we listen to that clip?
You guys are in love, right?
Me and the young whore that I hired to come over to.
Is that the way you disrespect her?
Well, whatever. It's just some broad, you know. Just
you didn't really hire her. You ripped her off. Because you cried at the end and you wanted your money back.
Whatever.
She's an independent contractor.
Okay.
But she did have a pimp. You spoke with her pimp.
And a penis.
No, she didn't have anybody. She didn't have a driver there.
I thought you said that he came in and you had to tell him that you didn't have the money.
No, the guy had to come in to finish off Scare Master.
Oh, he ended up
would
jerking
you
him
shut
off?
Up?
All right, why don't we just listen to this Mole play? Here we go. Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today we head to the deep, dark recesses of the San Fernando Valley.
Oh, boy.
Where we go into a seedy motel and there is a business transaction taking place between Scare Master and Mercedes. Yes.
Never. No.
Stop,
wrong.
Stop. Scare Master. We're going to get to the bottom of what happened. Scare Master only has $300 on him, but he also loves Mercedes because she's gorgeous. She's from Beach Babies. And she's awesome. And they make love, and she's got big pectoral muscles.
Cut.
She's like a guy.
Cut. Time out. It was not the San Fernando Valley. It was in Costa Mesa.
Costa Mesa. Let me think.
Oh, God.
Who do I like here? Who do I like?
Like me.
Like you, yeah.
You can have your Great Dane stay
but you're
here.
Not Mercedes.
Scare Master. You are Scare Master. Dan, you're Mercedes. Mopay.
Oh, no way. No right? Fucking way. No.
You're finishing up making love. Finish up making love.
You're keep it up. Going. Keep it going, motherfucker. Keep it going, motherfucker.
More physical, like you know each other.
Come on, baby. Do your job, baby.
Oh, my eyes. Oh, because she keeps hitting me in the eyes.
No, don't explain
tits.
It. Just act it. Do Mole play again. Do Mole play again. Stop. Do Mole play again. But you don't fucking have to say. You have to say it through your voice. You don't.
Scare Master. Scare Master. You're Scare Master. Dan, you're Mercedes. Mole play.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Shit, yeah. Be my pussy. Oh, yeah.
He's got a little more left in him. She grabs him. She grabs him hard and hugs him.
Is this thing still in me? Come here, baby. Oh, yeah. Are you done?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put my clothes back on. Let me get out of here.
Oh, man.
What's the matter, baby?
Oh, fuck.
I fucked you good.
Wait a second.
I fucked you good.
Oh, my. Wait, tomorrow I got to pay my fucking auto insurance and my fucking car payment.
That's good, baby.
Oh, Christ. And I gave you all my money. Oh, my God.
I fucked you like you've never been fucked. Look at these titties.
I need that money back.
We ain't getting it.
I need that. Oh, give me. Look, I need that fucking money back. I got to pay these bills. I've got to pay these bills.
In walks two black guys.
There were not two black guys. It was
Scaremaster. I'm directing it.
Oh, my God.
In walks two black guys. Mary Jane, you one of the black guys. I'll be the other black guy. Hey, we're here to get the money. Give him the money. Yeah, where's the money?
It's kind of a little different than what actually happened.
Shut up, you piece of shit. Give me all your money.
Oh, man,
I never heard a black guy talk like this before.
Scaremaster.
Be serious. I fucked this boy. I fucked him like he'd never been fucked.
She gives him back the money and she says, I'll give you the money back on one condition.
I'll give you the money back, but under one condition.
Scaremaster says, fine, anything. I need the money.
Fine, anything. I need the money.
I'm going to beat the crap out of you, says Mercedes.
I have a better idea.
What's the better idea?
All right. In the future, there's going to be a casting agent that brings you into his office. When he offers to let you suck him off, I want you to suck him off.
It's not going to happen.
I want you to swallow his cum.
It's not going to happen.
That's what happened. That's how that whole thing happened. That's what just happened. Mercedes just said that, Scaremaster. That makes sense why the $300.
No, wait a second.
No. It didn't make sense before why she would give you back the $300, especially with the two black guys there to back her up. Now we find out that she actually made a deal. Was she related to Randy Gallagher?
No! My name's Mercedes Callahan.
Was she related to Sandy Gallagher?
No, fucking losers.
Wait a second. Hold on a second.
Oh, my God.
Mercedes, what was your last name? Was it Gallagher?
I don't know her last name. In the porn business, in the escort business, you never learn their last name.
But, Perry, you made love to her.
And you were.
You never learn their last name.
What was Sheba's last name?
I have no fucking idea. Why would you bring up Sheba?
Because you loved her, too.
I never loved
you
Sheba.
You loved her.
Stop making it look like I loved her.
You loved her.
Because I didn't love
Sheba. You loved Mercedes. You loved those two black guys. You've had a lot of loves.
A lot of love in your life. What are you doing now?
Taking off my headphones. Because I need to use the restroom.
And that's Moplay.
What'd you think, Mole? Did you like that?
I had to be really quiet because everyone was freaking out of my dorm. Julius Caesar salad for dinner, you know what I mean?
Julius Caesar salad, that's funny. Hey, listen, Mole.
No, they had a seizure.
Right, I know what you said.
A seizure. You know, brain seizure?
Right, I understand what he's talking about.
You know, I spent Cyber Monday was at Radio Shack. Which is pretty cool. Hey, have you guys talked to Quincy?
No, we haven't talked to Quincy at all. You said you were going to explain that, and we really don't have a lot of time. This is more of a best of show than anything else, so we got to basically play some clips.
Quincy says he's still planning on marrying Tom Brennan.
Oh, they're going to get married?
What?
He's planning
they're
on
not
it.
Getting married.
He said he's found a DJ.
They're not getting married.
Scaremaster, they're not going to elope. They're traditionalists. Come on. What do you think? They're going to just take off?
Mole, listen to me. I know Tom Brennan, okay? He works for me.
And you, my friend, know Tom Brennan.
Look, he works for me as my publicist, okay?
That's all right.
Now, Tom Brennan can hook you up with an awesome publicist also.
Who's the awesome publicist Tom Brennan can hook me up with?
I don't know. But Tom said to me, Tom said to me that you, if you and I both were represented by Tom, that it would be a conflict. So Tom said he would get you somebody very good, you know, to help you get some work too.
I want somebody very good.
What?
Well, how long are you going to be in rehab?
How long?
Yeah, how long do you plan on being locked up over there?
Dude, he who marches out of step hears another drum. You know what I'm saying?
Not really. I don't understand what you're saying.
The cuckoo's nest.
Okay.
Where are you at so we can come
no,
and visit you?
No, we can't visit him. I don't okay. want to visit. Don't.
I really
don't.
Scared us. You wouldn't let us come and see a colonoscopy. How'd that go?
It went well.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Really? How'd you get along with the guy?
What guy?
Guy went in your ass.
God damn. You know, you guys are fucking weird.
But how did you guys get along?
It's a fucking doctor, stupid.
I know, but...
They knock you out. They knock you out. They do the colonoscopy, and they let you go.
I don't want to know his doctor's name. What was his first name?
I don't know. I don't even remember what the doctor's name was at all. I took my truck to Kaiser. I parked it, went in, got my colonoscopy, took a taxi cab home, which was way too expensive.
How much?
Like $20.
How far were you from the hospital?
Like 5-6 miles.
Where's the Kaiser in the valley?
In Woodland Hills.
And the proctologist who did the colonoscopy, he did it this week?
No, it was on the day before Thanksgiving.
Right. So two Thanksgiving. And then,
2 days before Thanksgiving.
And then, so what color eyes did he have?
I don't remember.
You don't remember his eyes?
Why would I remember
You'll
his
talk
eyes?
About my eyes constantly.
I don't
They're the
talk
most
about
beautiful.
Your eyes.
You talk.
People are fascinated by your
attraction to men's eyes.
No, wrong. Wrong. Wrong.
Comprehension.
A Mole, we got to introduce some of these clips, but I did want to say one thing. Perry had a very insightful observation. He was talking about the late Nelson Mandela.
Well,
of all people, who do you think he compared him to?
Okay, hold on. Jack Carter.
Nope.
No. I know this one.
I'll give you a hint. It's a black man that brought people together, too. All right, well, time's up.
Is it Famous Amos?
Nope. Even better. Even better than Famous Amos. Famous Amos, there might be some reason for it. No, this was...
We were printing for them when...
Oh, did you really?
Yeah,
Famous
when
Amos?
When we first started.
Dexter Coleman. Is it Dexter Coleman?
No.
Dexter Coleman. My final answer is Dexter Coleman.
Wrong.
It's not Dexter Coleman. It's Rodney King.
Whoa, interesting.
They both brought people together with their speeches. Well, anyway, we got to get back to these. We've got some mole plays with Brian Labrante. You know, some really good ones throughout the years. Why don't we listen to all these? Why don't you hang on the phone, and then we'll come back to say goodbye. Is that cool, Mole? Okay,
take the pudding. Take the pudding. Hold on a second. Take the pudding. Okay, thank you.
All right, well, let's listen to these mole plays. Here we go.
Today what we're going to be doing is we're going to be heading into another dimension.
Ooh.
Yes, today, Scaremaster.
What?
Today we... join the Scaremaster as he's lying in his bed in his apartment in 77 blank blank.
Shut the fuck up.
Blank blank Reseda Boulevard.
Thank you.
I didn't
and why
say
did
it.
You say shut the fuck up?
Because he was about to give
oh,
my.
Really?
You're even giving the numbers out. You're starting
how about
them.
On blank 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 yeah. Reseda Boulevard.
Jeez.
How about
man.
7 blank blank 2 Reseda Boulevard?
No. How about just saying don't blank 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 blank?
Well, you might as well give it out. 7722.
No, shut the fuck
not
up.
Part of it. Okay. So listen. Scaremaster's lying back in his sweat-stained bed.
God.
And he falls into another dimension. A dimension into the underworld. And there, he sees his old friend and recently departed, Eric. Scaremaster, you're going to play Scaremaster. Dan, you're going to play Eric.
What's he going to do?
You're going to find out what killed Eric. Mole play.
Hello, my friend.
What's going on? But see, this is the scary part, because I already know what killed Eric.
Perry, look at me. Yes, you do know.
I wasn't even there.
I know you weren't. You went back to Los Angeles for your alibi, while your other Javajo people killed me.
They didn't kill you.
That's what you're saying now.
God, you
Perry, you know the truth.
Yeah, the truth is nobody killed you, but your natural self, being you know, having a heart condition or whatever.
But Eric always loved you.
Whatever.
He tells you so.
I love you more than anything, and yet your friends gave me that thing that induced a heart attack.
Move closer to him, Scaremaster. Go sit next to
him. Oh, my God.
He really is a terrible actor, and he has no enthusiasm.
Smoothly, move over there.
He has no enthusiasm for the project at all.
Yeah, right. Eric knows the only way he can come back to life is to get one passionate kiss.
Fuck you, you fag! God, all this kissing and gay shit, fuck off!
So they kiss back.
Why the fuck do you want me to fucking do gay acts with this guy?
I don't. It's the only way that Eric can come back to life.
He's not coming back to life!
Not Perry. With that attitude.
Oh, my God.
Perry, listen to me. You know what happened.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, you know your
Jack. He had a heart attack.
Self-induced heart attack.
Yes, I know. It had nothing to do.
In your life, you know what happened. Now I ask you this. There's one way for me to come back. Look at me.
They look at each other.
Come here. Come close.
Eric's spirit moves in close to the Scaremaster.
Come closer. Look me in the eyes.
They look into each other's eyes.
Kiss me.
Scaremaster has a hand
Get
up.
Get your lips away from mine.
I haven't come close yet. I'm going to let you kiss me.
I'm not kissing you.
Kiss me. Kiss
Fuck
me.
Fuck you.
Bring me
Save
back
his
to
life.
Fuck you.
Bring me back to life.
You're a fag.
After what you did to me with your Javajo friends, bring me back to life with that kiss that'll give me life.
You want four lips by me fattening the two?
Scaremaster thinks about it, and then he reaches in for a quick kiss. Just quick. No tongues, Scaremaster. Not open mouth. Just a little kiss. No tongues, though.
Not kissing him. God, he's...
Jerk him off.
All right.
You got $20 zillion?
I wish.
Zillion. I mean.
That says a lot right there
because
remember what you did. No, but you
know, I said I wouldn't do it for a million. I would not do it for a billion.
You said you'd do it a million with
John. I would not do it for a million.
$1 zillion.
I would not do it for a billion.
Like shit.
You wouldn't do it with a
zillion dollars.
You wouldn't do it in a
box.
Let's get back to the scene. Kiss me. Bring me back
to life. Fuck you, you fag.
Bring me back to life.
Eric. Scaremaster will not kiss him, but he'll give his friend Eric one last hug goodbye.
Give me a hug.
Come on, he's passed away. Give him a hug goodbye.
Well, since you won't kiss me and bring me back, can you at least hug me goodbye?
I'll give you a hug. But if you... I know you. You're going to try to kiss
wait
me.
Wait a minute. Have I ever
this
kissed
the
you in my
spirit
life?
Of your friend.
Have I ever, when
you
have
always
I,
try.
No, I've never kissed you. Put your arm down. Make this a nice hug. I've never hugged you before. Come on.
You try to kiss me. Stop trying to kiss me.
I
want to
hug you.
You're not going to hug me.
And Eric reaches in for one last memento in his fanny pack.
Get your fucking hands off my fucking bag.
And that's Mole Play.
So, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Okay, today we are going to talk about an opportunity that was handed to Scaremaster earlier in the show during the $10 shoutouts, where he was recruited, if you would, by a man who does online telephone erotica stuff. Okay. Now, Scaremaster is a fine actor, and much like Harry Hamlin...
Wait a minute, hold everything.
I don't think
Wait a minute,
really
hold everything. Do you really think that Perry's a good actor?
Totally.
What has he ever done?
Windy City Heat, The Bank Job.
I've done a lot of films.
Look at you. Did you just see his face
over
there?
Yeah, I did.
When you said The Bank Job, he just was beaming like, look at me. I've got two movies under my belt.
Well, I don't think the bank job was anything special.
Why?
I think you were.
Well, because it was just the one drug scene.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, that drug scene could have been three scenes.
But exactly. Because you know what? You grab the camera and you don't let it go because you have those eyes that really connect with
Thank
things.
You.
Now Scare Master can't rely on his eyes. He has to use his voice and show that he is a wonderful actor. And much like Harry Hamlin, who was not, in fact, totally gay in real life.
Didn't know that.
I'm not gay in real life
exactly.
either.
Exactly. In the movie, he had to portray one as an actor. Scare Master will be auditioning and mole playing as the hottest new young first day on the job homoerotic phone sexer.
Oh, perfect.
Dan is calling a suicide hotline and misdials and ends up calling the homoerotic hotline. He wants to kill himself, but Scare Master wants to get him off. Moleplay!
Wait, before you say that, I'd like you to introduce Moleplay again. Oh. But I want to say this. This might be one of the most important Moleplays we've ever done because of the subject matter.
It touches on some important things.
I hear you.
Moleplay!
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I don't know, man. I'm attracted to men, and I don't think I should live anymore.
What turns you on about men, and why is it that you don't want to live?
God, you seem like you understand everything about me. I don't feel so bad anymore. What's your name?
My name is Chuck. What's your name?
My name is Chuck, too.
Chuck and Chuck like to suck and fuck.
Oh, God.
So, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
You sound very strong. What do you look like?
I'm an Italian. You don't like Al Pacino.
Oh, God. Can I just tell you something? Probably the only men aren't attracted to are Italians. Just their greasy demeanor, their overzealous behavior, like they're something special when most of these guys are just frickin' morons. But I'll tell you something, just by your voice.
You want to suck my dick?
God, putting it that way, yes, I would.
Unzip. Zip.
What was that, like the guy on Police Academy? Some more sound effects. Just some more sound effects.
Oh, whoa. I don't know what's going on over there,
make a helicopter going. Machine gun. It's a machine gun. It's a machine gun. The helicopter's slower.
Oh, I don't know what's going on, but you're purring like a little kitty. Oh, yeah. What are you doing right now?
Getting all hard for you.
Really?
Oh.
Are you touching yourself?
Oh, yes.
Oh, tell me what you're doing.
Get like really horny for Dan. Look, you're getting really horny for Dan.
Come on, talk to me.
Oh. Oh.
Tell Dan how gay horny you
Dan! Go fuck yourself,
he's
you
the guy
fuck.
Who's the suicide
hey,
guy.
Can I just say one thing? We're You're breaking character. Let's get back to the character.
Yeah, it's supposed
okay,
to be
back
Chuck.
To the phone call. Hey, Chuck. What are you doing, Chuck?
Oh, you got your lips around my meat mash and cock crash and her mouth swallowing fucking.
You just say everything so perfectly.
Oh, he's a cock swallower. You look at him. I mean, look at the size of that fucking lips over there.
Oh, you like Dan's lips. Tell Dan how much you like his lips.
You like my lips, huh? When I was in ninth grade, people used to call me Tuna. And I was always like, why? Because of my lips? And they go, yeah, Tuna. But you're saying nice things about them. Do you like my lips?
Those lips and a chick's asshole look the same to me. Ow!
Honestly, do you think girls like my lips?
Girls, maybe guys, too.
Oh, so Scare Master, you do like his lips.
Do you like my lips, yes or no? Let me ask you this. What's my better feature, my lips or my eyes?
Your eyes.
And that's Moleplay.
Moleplay is an improv game that we play here on the show. Oh, I don't even know. Are we supposed to say something about...
You got
to
talk about what we do in Moleplay.
No, but about the kid.
It's an improv game where I set the scene and tell the characters, and then I direct everybody.
You direct it, right. I understand that. I normally say that.
What about
why
the
are
kids?
We whispering, though?
I don't
what
know why.
What about the kids?
What about the fucking kids?
The kid.
What about
that
the kids?
Killed?
I didn't kill anyone. You killed a kid.
Kids. You killed Nathaniel.
You killed kids.
I didn't kill kids, okay?
You Skip fucking master, had those you know little what?
Look at him try to reflect the murder.
You let those fucking little bastards take that shit and start chewing on it and swallowing it, and you fucking murdered kids.
By the way, okay? Did the police ever get in touch with you about Eric?
Swanson?
The guy that you murdered.
I didn't murder anybody, Jagoff.
Okay, well, that's...
The guy that I murdered.
Did the police ever get in touch with you?
Cops never called or came by or anything. Hmm. I didn't murder Eric. Eric died of a heart attack.
Yeah, that's we've talked about that.
Okay, Scaremaster.
What?
I'm going to need a little bit of energy out of you for
this, okay? Very little energy.
Okay, so what you have I need for this mole play, because we are going to do a mole play what the courts were not able to do, which was determine just what happened when your brother, Brian LeBrant, forged your mother's signature, or was your mother actually giving everything to Brian LeBrant because he was her favorite? She was crazy about it. Let's find out.
All right. Is it LeBrant or Liberace? I thought he changed his name again.
Your brother, Brian Liberace.
Or LeBrant.
We're going to find out if Brian Liberace was really your mom's favorite. Or if he forged the check. Scaremaster, you play Brian LeBronchi. Dan, you play Scaremaster's mom. And now you find out if Brian LeBronchi is your favorite or if he forged the check. Both play. You're wheeling her in. You're wheeling her in from the hospital.
Brian, I've always loved you the most. You know that, don't you? Yeah. Brian! So give me your bank account, Scott. All right, I'll do anything. But there's one thing I'd like you to give to me. You know, I'm an old lady, and I've been very lonely as of late. Very lonely. Do you know what I mean, Brian?
He looks at her.
The fuck are you talking about? I'm a woman with needs, Brian. You're my mother, you fuck. I know that, but I've always liked you the best. I've thought about
Brian,
you.
Brian is disgusted, but also flattered.
You know, I've thought about you numerous times. It's more than just a son. You're a fucking homosexual cocksucker. I gotta get out of here.
That's your mother you're talking to, dude.
I'm not homosexual.
Fucking fat.
Sit down, Perry. We gotta finish mole play. We're not even doing mole play. We are in the middle of mole play.
You're
a faggot.
I'm not a faggot.
You're a fucking faggot.
How am I a faggot?
What kind of thing is that for Liberace to say?
Every fucking week it's the same faggot routine.
It's not a faggot routine. I'm your mother. You're my son.
A fucking homo.
I'm your mother. Homo. Now come here, Brian. Eat my pussy.
Brian thinks about it. He's very uncomfortable with this. First, he wants to see the will.
I will sign everything off to you, Brian.
Brian. Scaremaster, show how devious Brian is.
I am sick of all this shit. Sick of it.
Says Brian.
Well, I'll make you happy.
She rubs his back like she did when he was a little baby. She calms him down. She knows just how to calm down her little boy.
Does that feel good, Brian?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make
She holds him.
Better.
She holds him and cuddles him.
Come here.
Just caress him to calm him down and suckles him to her bosom.
I don't love all three of my children. I love you, Brian. You're the only one that I love.
She tells him what she thinks of. She tells him what she thinks
about you. I don't love Perry. I hate Kenny. And Perry's a pain in my ass.
They kiss.
Go fuck yourself, you fucking faggot.
And that's mole play. Today we travel to the south, to Tennessee, where Scaremaster is the hottest manager on the circuit. Heck, he's already helped Miranda become the hottest model in all of Tennessee. Now, he's looking for some new blood. He's driving his big, shiny car down a dirt road when he sees Maybelline. Maybelline Johnson. That's right. She's the hottest girl he's ever seen, and she's got little shorts on. And she's walking down the road, and she's got a skinned knee. And he drives up in a shiny car, and he knows she could be the best model in the world. Scaremaster, you are going to be Scaremaster Joe, the hottest manager in the South.
You know what? When you were describing him, I really think that if Perry ever got a lot of money and he was a top manager, that's exactly what he would do. Okay. Drive around in a big car. So this is
what kind of car, Scaremaster?
Perfectly cast.
What kind of car?
Yep.
Since it's got to be a big car rather than what I would prefer driving.
What would you prefer to drive?
I would prefer driving nothing but Toyotas.
All right.
But again, Toyota. But now.
94 Camry.
Why not a 2004 Camry?
How about a 86 how about a, Celica?
How about a 86 Celica?
How about a classic Gremlin?
Gremlin?
Yeah.
We're going to a Ford?
How about a Toyota Echo?
Oh, wait, no, Gremlin was an AMC car. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
exactly.
Toyota Echo. 2006 Toyota Echo.
Nah.
Just get to your fucking car.
He's driving now. It's a nice.
I'm gonna go with the Lexus LS 460 SL.
Yeah.
His
car.
Oh, 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 oh.
Okay, so Perry's Scaremaster.
You love Dan's car.
I like that. Dig his car.
Oh,
fucking moves.
What do you like? What do you like better?
Your car moves, buddy.
What do you like better? Do you like my car or my eyes?
Your car.
Let's say you could have my eyes and lips, or my car.
Your car.
All right. So who's playing the other character?
You're gonna be Maybelline Johnson, Dan.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Scaremaster, you're going to be Scaremaster Joe, the hottest model.
The hottest modeling agent. No.
Moplay.
So what's your name?
My name? My name's Maybelline Johnson. What's your name?
I'm Scaremaster Joe. How you doing there, honey?
Wow, you are a smooth talker.
Well, you know, we're on a dirt road over here, and I see all by yourself, you'd be walking miles before you get to your next
destination. Wait a minute. I recognize you. Aren't you the top agent here in all of Tennessee?
I'm one of them.
Let me show you something. Relief, discomfort. Now, which one of these I next apply? That decision is in your hands.
Say that again.
So take your time. Tell me, is it safe?
One more time. Repeat what you just said.
Relief, discomfort. Now, which of these I next apply? That decision is in your hands. So, take your time. Tell me.
Relief.
Is it safe?
Relief.
I don't think that was... Okay.
Okay, discomfort. What the fuck? I don't know what you're trying to say.
Okay.
Are you going to get undressed for me or what? Come on, we're on a dirt road.
I know that you're one of the biggest agents in all of Tennessee, and you're the person that broke Miranda, aren't you? But I'm only 13 years old.
13?
Yeah. She takes
next.
Off her clothes.
Next, goodbye.
All right, here's my she nipples.
Forget it.
What do you think?
Bye.
I've been told by my
this
uncle.
This officer drives up. He's scare master.
I'm out of there, dude. I'm out of there. If I hear the number three, if I hear anything younger
excuse
than 18,
me, stop.
Perry,
fuck
would you let?
You.
He's
stop.
The director.
Fuck you,
Perry. He's the fucking director. Shut your fucking mouth.
13.
The sheriff pulls up and says, "Hey, what you, Scaremaster Joe? What are you doing with that naked 13-year-old girl?" Mary Jane, you play the sheriff.
Pull over. Get out of the car. Put your hands up.
Yeah.
She sees
that
he's Scaremaster Joe, who's a child pornography trafficker.
Oh, fuck off!
Well, you killed...
The scene's over. The fucking scene is over.
You are under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say, Ken, and...
You are under arrest, Sheriff!
Excuse me, Sheriff. He tried to put his nose in my vagina, my private
place.
Oh,
blow me!
Miss, please put your clothes back on.
But
we'll
he did
take you to a safe place.
He said he could do the same things he did for Miranda for my career.
And he killed
you're 13 years old, you fuck! Fucking cunt!
Why would you call me a cunt, friend?
And you're 13!
Why would you do
this? You think you're trying to make... You're gonna lie to me and say you're 18, you fucking whore!
Lick my pussy!
Why are you sexually harassing me?
Mother,
I'm gonna tase you now!
An officer, he killed Nathaniel. And that's,
oh, fuck!
That's Moplay. Hey, today's Moplay Do you remember last week when I was a Civil War reenactor?
I sure do.
And I've been having Civil War flashbacks, nightmares.
Oh, really?
You were never in Civil War. You were never in the Civil War.
Wasn't I? Or did I not get a bad piece of hardtack when we were coming over the ridge? But that's not what we're talking about today. We're going to talk about that game show that we started before, but also with our three... imagine we're doing a game show, and the three people competing are Kyle Dickey, and also Tex Longhorn, and also Clyde Drexler.
No, Clyde Drexler. Jean-Claude.
And imagine there's a man... Imagine there's a lovely lady named Christine. Not a man.
No. I don't even want Christine around.
Lovely lady named Christine. She's 120 pounds, and she split her business, her banana, and stuck
you
it
know
up
what? You, wrong.
Hey, that's me.
That's a sex change chick, and I won't date any sex change chick.
Scaremaster, you're not in this. Kyle Dickey is, and Jean-Claude, and... Tech Longhorn. It's time to meet our bachelors. He's from San Francisco. His name is Kyle Dickey, and he likes dudes.
Hi.
And the next one, he's from Texas. He's a corn oil tycoon. His name is Tex Longhorn.
That's me, ladies and gentlemen.
And the next one, he's from France. His name is Jean-Claude.
Oui, oui, oui.
And here's our bachelorette. Her name's Christine. She used to be a man named Dan Barney. She weighs 120 pounds, has big boobs, and she changed into Christine after she split up her banana and stuck it back up inside her.
Hi, everybody!
All right, now let's play Ask Any Question You Want to Ask in the World. Christine, who's your first question for?
All right, this will go to Tex. Tex, let's say we're at your ranch making whoopee. And what I mean by whoopee is you're fucking me as hard as you can with that fucking Texas cock ears.
Yeah, well, now what would you like me to do to you?
I was just asking how you would do it.
Let's see. Put you up on stirrups. Excuse me, wrong voice. Well, God, I get fucking up.
You got it, man. Don't lose it. Stay
very. Put you up on them stirrups there, and yep. Hi, y'all, and
Have fun with it.
Oh, how would I make love to you?
All right, next question, Christine.
Okay, Kyle.
Hi.
Now. Let's say I caught you putting on my lipstick. Would you be mad at me if I said, why are you stopping? And then I came over and went like that. Would you be mad?
Why'd you hit me? Why'd you hit me?
Who am I talking to?
Excuse me, why'd you hit me?
Who's that?
I don't know.
It sounds like a British guy.
Is that
Hi, I'm chat? Sorry. Why'd you hit me?
There you are. Hello, Kyle.
Next question, Christine.
You brute! You're beating me up, and I haven't even let you touch me yet.
Next question, John.
Now I know. I know why I don't like women, because women like to beat me up.
That's Jean-Claude question.
I was going to. Let's say we're going back to your place for some late night French fries and French toast, and we end up making whoopee. What would you call my vagina?
A slit.
Okay, that was to Jean-Claude, not you, Tex.
It's a French guy.
Oh, excuse me. Forgive me. Your pravits, what would I be doing to your pravits?
Yeah, he wants to know what you would call it.
Oh, what I would call it? Call it a deep pussy. I love it. Love to eat the pussy.
Okay, I've made my decision who I want to win.
Suddenly, Christina chokes on a piece of shrimp.
Can I have a piece?
He needs mouth to mouth. Who will give her mouth to mouth? Will it be Jean-Claude? Will it be Jean-Claude? Will it be Tex Longhorn? Or will it be Kyle Dickey?
Excuse me! That motherfucker blew smoke on me again!
Who did?
Yeah, you cocksucker!
What did I do?
Calm down, Perry.
He fucking did it again!
What are you talking about?
Calm down, sit, behave.
What are you talking about?
The girl's still choking to death.
Christine is choking on a shrimp. One of you've got to save her. Will it be Tex Longhorn, Kyle Dickey, or Jean-Claude? Scare Master, only you can answer this.
Nobody's going to save her. She's dead. You blow smoke at me again.
All right, I will.
You do it again. I'm going to beat your fucking head in.
You're telling me to do
Perry,
it again.
Perry, sit. Sit down now, Perry.
Do me a favor.
Sit down.
Why did I even come back to this?
I don't know. Sit down.
Why did I come back to this?
Down.
I thought we had an agreement that would never happen again.
What happened?
You blew smoke in my face.
Not really. Not really.
You lying son of a bitch.
I'm way back here. First off, it's apple cherry with tobacco smoke.
I don't give a flying fuck what kind of fucking tobacco
it is. This is the perfect opportunity.
I don't give a fuck.
To do a little product placement.
I don't care.
This is
you're
going
to die, you motherfucker.
This is where
you're going to die.
And that's MoPlay.
Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today we head into the future. Dan, you mentioned something real interesting before.
What?
And that was, what would it be like in Perry's kitchen if Perry was making chili and Walter came over to help him as his assistant cook?
It ain't gonna happen.
And maybe brought along a doggie.
What?
Scare Master. You play Scare Master.
What? No. There's no animals in my apartment.
Wolf, you're the dog.
There is no animals in my apartment.
Hey, what are you doing, Scare Master? It's me, Mole.
What do you want?
Hi, it's me, Wolfie.
Wolfie's so excited.
Scare
Master.
Let me smell
picks
them.
Up the chili and drops it on his lap. It drives Wolfie crazy. Wolfie's got to have the chili that Scare Master dropped on his lap.
Get your fucking paw out of my fucking...
I just want to feel you.
Why don't you let him do what he's wanting? I let him lick my...
No.
I remember one time...
Mo grabs some CDs. Mo grabs some CDs off the rack.
Get your hands off my goddamn CD,
Mo,
you son of a
tries
bitch.
To figure out how
hey,
to open
I'm
the CD
sorry.
Player.
Hey, whose trophy is this?
Mo
this is a big
Mo
trophy.
Mo gets a butter knife to
nobody's
open
the nobody's
going...
No. All right, number
Hold
one.
Hold on. Mo jumps
the party's over!
Mo jumps
the
up and down
the bed. The party's over!
And then Wolfie goes in the bathroom to take a bath.
Hey, where do I go take a bath?
And then the puppy makes a
there
poop
no
right in the middle
party.
Of Scare Master's credenza.
Oh, fuck you.
Your mom's
fuck
credenza.
You.
The dog makes a big poop
hey.
Right there.
Hey,
nobody's coming into the apartment. There's no party.
Hey, Perry. Perry.
Hey,
Perry.
Hey, Perry.
Onions, there's
the, no
onions
fucking party
The onions
hey,
are starting
Perry.
To burn. Where's your chili?
I hear inside the dog. I think it has blood in its stool.
There's no fucking
and this bloody stool all over the bathroom.
There's no party at my house.
There's blood everywhere.
There's no party at my house.
There's canine AIDS
sorry.
Dog
hey, there's
everywhere.
Blood coming from under the door. What do we do, Perry?
Help me.
Mold quickly runs over to start cooking the chili because it's burning on the stove.
Hey, I can help out with
oh, he
this.
Burns his hand. He throws the
hot
It gets the curtains on fire.
You can have all the fucking rocks with some olive oil.
I need olive
oil. There's no fucking party in my house.
and that's MoPlay.
Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Scare Master?
Yes.
It was a pleasure directing you through all these Mole Plays.
Thank you.
It's getting kind of melancholy. This
well,
is going to be
our sad,
last
so.
Mole Play.
This Mole Play, I think everybody wants to know what happened on that terrible, terrible, hot afternoon in Palm Springs when Perry's car broke down.
I'm not going to talk about it.
You're not talking about it.
I'm not talking about it anymore.
Because you know why?
My ass hurts.
This is where you get to
turn the tables. We head now to Palm Springs, where Scaremaster's car is just broken down, and he comes into the mechanics. Dan, you're Perry. Perry, you're the rapist. Moplay.
Can't you see your fucking blue radiator hose, asshole?
Oh, Christ. I can't handle this.
Why are you touching me? Leave my pants alone!
My fucking ears.
Perry suddenly jumps on the mechanic and starts seducing him. What? Perry, it looks like you're instigating the whole thing.
You guys are making me sick. The way this guy's yelling in my ears is making me, giving me a worse headache than I already have.
Well, then just fix the fan belt already.
Oh, God.
How's that job coming along on the car?
Yeah. Car's done.
Perry has to go pay for it now and doesn't have the money and has to figure out a way to pay.
Car's done.
Perry, you wanted to do that to him? He didn't rape you?
Look, you guys, I don't feel good today.
Well, that's mole play.
Okay, well, that was quite a journey. What'd you think, Mole? Did you like going through all those mole plays?
I can't really talk right now.
Why? What's going on?
My roommate is freaking out.
Why?
I snorted his tylenol.
You snorted his what?
It's okay. What are you guys doing? You know who it is?
Yeah, it's Mole. What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
Whatever it takes to survive, dude.
For those of you that don't know, we are doing a best of podcast here, the best of Mole play, but we've got Mole on the phone, and he's in rehab right now. What do you mean you're doing everything you can to survive? What does that mean, Mole?
You know what? Sometimes things don't get pretty. You guys ever been deloused today?
No. Have you?
I'm working on it.
Okay. Well, listen, this has been another mole play. Did you have fun through this, Perry?
Listening to what he's doing in the hospital doesn't sound good.
Yeah, well, Scaremaster, what about when we visit you in the hospital? How'd that go?
Look, I at least know what I'm doing when I'm in the hospital, okay?
Like when you got your colonoscopy this week? You knew what you were doing?
It wasn't this week. It was a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so when you got your colonoscopy a couple weeks ago, did you know what you were doing?
Yeah, what the doctors are telling me to do.
I know, but you know what I'm saying. Did you know what you were doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, well, we've got to wrap this show up. We're going to try to have another best of something next week, and we're heading towards the end of the year. If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you can get in touch with me on Twitter at SimplyDon1. My Facebook is Don Barris. That's the same as my Vine. And then, of course, I've got my Instagram, which is Simply Don One.
Simply Don or Don Barris?
Right. Now, Mole, can anybody...
I don't know where the phone came from.
Are you in...
They just
hung up on him.
Yep, just grabbed his phone and hung up.
Is there any way that people can get in touch with you, Perry?
You can reach me on two websites or two email addresses. That's on Twitter at ScaryPerry818, which I check every once in a while, and on Facebook at Perry F.
Did you lose your Twitter or Facebook this week?
No, I was about to cancel.
I thought
my
you
Facebook.
Did something get broken?
Somebody hacked into my Facebook and started adding people without my permission. I mean, I was doing that for a while, but then somebody else came in there and started adding a bunch of people without my permission. I don't know how they got onto my page.
Okay, enough. Anyway, so how can they get in touch with you, Mary Jane, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you?
On Facebook, I'm Mary Jane Green, but there's a lot of them, so it's me dressed as Snow White with my little kitty cat Hashi dressed as Snow White, too. Or on Twitter, A with the circle, SmokingMaryJane. Thank you.
Every night you can go over to the world famous Comedy Store if you're in Hollywood and see me perform at the Comedy Store. I close it out. Also on Monday, our Death Squad Ding Dong show. What?
Could somebody email me at scaryperryx1050@gmail.com?
No. And why with not? That, let's say it. Big three. Goodbye.
Good night.